Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, y'all. Get on the phones right now. You want them Janet Jackson tickets to numbers 312-729-1043. We got tickets to see Miss Janet Jackson. And it's a paternity test Tuesday this morning. What we got here, Jen?
We have the case of the friends with benefits.
Oh, boy. I like that.
Friends with benefits.
Yeah, I've been in that situation plenty.
And not just benefits, dating app benefits.
Wait a minute. So we got Danny on the line and Tanya on the line. And who asked for the paternity test?
I think it was Tanya.
Tanya, why you want a paternity test?
Because I'm like 85% sure that the kid is his.
Ooh, only 85% sure.
Well, I don't, he's the one that I hook up with him the most. We met on Tinder.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you did a little swiping, huh?
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
I mean, this has been going on for like 2 years now.
Okay. So y'all met on Tinder. Y'all hooked up. What do you do for a living, Tanya?
Me? I'm an administrative assistant.
Okay. All right. And Danny, you on the line too? Good morning.
Good morning.
So Danny, do you think this child is yours? What's up?
No, I don't think this child is mine. I think it's kind of ridiculous because, you know, Tanya's on a lot of dating apps. We both do the dating app thing. You know, we're not looking for anything serious, like, you know, do the hookup thing, whatever. And I see her on every dating app from, like, you know, Tinder to Christian Mingle. Like, I've seen her on J-Date. Like,
even I mean, J-Date. Oh, wow.
And she thinks that I'm the daddy. Like, it's not true.
She said 85% sure. Y'all been having unprotected sex, haven't you?
Yeah.
Don't you mean? Yeah, you have. So there is a possibility that you could be this child's father. Absolutely.
Look, like, I don't think it's as possible as she's making it out to be, and I'm really careful, you know what I mean? So
I'm so confused. Like, you're kind of being a piece of shit, not gonna lie. And, like, you're acting like I'm like a or something like that. And, like, you do the same thing as me.
I'm not the only one you're sleeping with. So, I mean, why should I believe?
Like, condoms, you realize that, right?
What?
I asked you to wear a condom. You did not do it.
Okay,
you were not
careful. Yeah, you really twisted my arm.
I took my birth control, so that's my bad.
No, that's on both of y'all. This really is on both of you. It's no one person's fault. So there is a possibility, Danny, that you could be this child's father. And if she says she's 85% sure.
But where's she getting that statistic from? Like, where's she getting that number from?
You're just pulling it out of her.
What do you say, Tanya? He's the one you hook up with the most. Danny has already admitted he didn't wear a condom all the time. So I don't understand your denial of this child when you know there's a strong possibility that you could be. I don't get it.
She's just making, you know, I know she sleeps with a lot of people. She's making it out to be like I'm the, you know, the number one out of nowhere. Like, I know when I mess up and there's a possibility. I don't think I messed up.
Tanya, is he the only one you slept with?
He's not the only one I slept with, but I mean, I sleep with him a lot.
Yeah, there you go. So that's her number one. And so that's why that's her number one paternity test. Tanya, do you think the baby looks like Danny? Is that another reason why you're 85% sure?
I mean, he does.
He does not look like me. No.
You've seen this kid. He's 6 months old. He is adorable. He has your eyes. You cannot tell me that he does not.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Danny, if you had to give me a percentage where this kid is not yours, what would you be around?
That it's not mine?
Yep.
90%.
90%.
90%.
Against her
85. That's pretty confident. But at least you're willing to admit there is a possibility the child is your baby.
I mean, there's always a possibility, like, we're together, but, like, I can't think of any instance where, like, I messed up to the point where, like, it was like a oops situation. Like, I snuck one past the goalie.
Wow. Tanya?
I just think he's being, like, really immature about this. Freaking man up. Like, you sit there and you blame me because I slipped up on not taking my birth control every once in a while. That's like,
you don't have to do anything. You have no responsibility. That's my fault.
You have no responsibility. I'm so sick of this. You don't take any responsibility.
Mm.
I got nothing to be responsible for.
Yeah, you know, you
every
do,
dating
dude.
App known to man, you want to single me out.
That's how you feel? You being singled out?
That's how I feel. Hell yeah.
You're not being singled out. You're the person that I sleep with the most.
See, a woman knows her body.
I'm just
body.
The easiest
That's
one to latch on to.
Wow.
The easiest one to now, latch on to.
Now you're latching on. Okay,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.